Our reading for this morning is from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 27. Children were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I will tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honour your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I have kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At this the man's face fell. He went away sad, because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God."
Good morning, everyone. Thursday last week was my last day of work. I'm now retired. I was thinking about how people come to the doctor, would come and see me with different attitudes, different approaches. So some would come and say, "You know, doctor, I've got this pain. Please help me." And I'd be able to get a history and examine them and order whatever tests were needed and make a diagnosis and help them. Other people would come to me and say, "Doctor, I've got this pain and I think it's this and I think you should do this scan and these blood tests and give me this medicine." And those are the hard people to help. Because some of them don't trust me. You might have noticed a theme in the songs that Narelle chose. It's about coming to God, coming to Jesus. And in Mark chapter 10 from verse 13, there are four stories about different kinds of people coming to Jesus with different attitudes and how Jesus responds to them. And these stories teach us things about how we should come to Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father God, we come to you this morning asking that you would speak to us from your word, that you would enlighten us, see into our hearts and perform the surgery in our hearts that we need. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the setting is that Jesus is near the end of his earthly ministry. He's popular with the people because of his miraculous healings and casting out demons and his dynamic new teaching. But he's hated and feared by the establishment who want him dead. Jesus has set his mind to go to Jerusalem. He's totally focused. He knows that there he'll face betrayal, injustice, humiliation, and an agonizing death in order to rescue us from sin and death ourselves. He knows it's by his crucifixion and resurrection, and only through them, that he will become the pathway to God's kingdom by which you and I can be saved. Through Jesus, and only through Jesus, can we enter the kingdom of God and be welcomed into God's forever family. We come to God through Jesus, but how should we come to Jesus? What will we bring? What will we do? What should our attitude be? How do we approach Jesus and accept his salvation and his lordship? The first story is about the little children. People were bringing little kids to Jesus to have him touch them and bless them, but the disciples rebuked them. See, small children in Jesus' day, they might have been loved by their family, but they had no status, no honour in the wider society. They were not to be seen or heard. They were to respect and obey adults and keep out of the way of adult stuff. They were weak, powerless, and totally dependent. When the disciples saw people bringing their kids to Jesus, they rebuked them because in their minds, Jesus was too busy and too important to be bothered with these insignificant little people. Moreover, the disciples had swollen heads about their own importance as Jesus' lieutenants, and they liked to control his schedule. How did Jesus react? It made him really angry. He was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them and blessed them. This passage reminds us of the love that Jesus has for little children, all children. It's a reminder to us of the key importance of children's ministry, whether in the home, in kids' church, or in outreach ministries like SRE in schools, Ignite, Youth Group and Connect. Let the children come to Jesus. But Jesus used this opportunity to say something profound to all of us about how we are to come to him. He said, "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." We might think of little children as being cute and innocent, and sometimes they are, but that's not what Jesus had in mind. He's referring to their lack of status, their powerlessness, their dependency, their humility, and their willingness to trust. There was a previous incident recorded in Matthew 18 when the disciples asked Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" What they were really asking is, which one of us is the greatest? Jesus answered by calling a little child to come and stand among them, to stand among the disciples, and said, "I tell you the truth, you guys, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like a little child, like this child, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So the kingdom of God is only open to those who approach Jesus as little children, who approach him in humility, in weakness, and in need of his touch and his blessing. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." There's no access for those who are strong in spirit, who reckon they're pretty good. Another quality of small children is trust. They look up to and trust the adults, or the responsible adults, in their life. And we need to trust God too, with our whole being. On Saturday afternoon, Joe and I were minding three grandsons in a large children's playground. I went off with the older two. My mission was to try and return them to their mother in one piece, and I focused on that. Joe minded the youngest one, who was tired. Joe was sitting on the bench. He came up to her, climbed up into her lap, curled up and went to sleep for 45 minutes. Dependency and trust. But we're not little children, we're adults. And as we go from childhood to adulthood, we mature, we learn things, we earn things, we achieve things, we gain a place in society, we gain significance, we become somebody, and we build layers of security around us. We like to be self-sufficient, in control, and independent. True?
Yeah.
Yet as we enter our later years, we lose strength and ability of body and mind. We lose power over our circumstances. Our savings decline. We may lose our license. We lose friends and family. Our social circle narrows. Our world closes in on us. We become dependent again, like little children. There's a profound grief in this. The loss of loved ones, the loss of life as we know it, as we knew it. And this grief can make us bitter, cranky, or depressed. Yet Jesus invites us to come to him in our weakness, in humility, in trust, to be taken up in his arms like little children, to be touched by him and blessed. This is how we should come to Jesus and enter his kingdom, like little children, in weakness and humility, trusting in him. After Jesus blessed the children, he started on his way again. A man ran up to him and fell on his knees, asking, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Matthew in his gospel tells us that he was a young man, and Luke informs us that he was some kind of ruler, maybe a synagogue elder or a local government authority. He was a young man of status and power and wealth. He had made it. He had it made. He was secure. And he was a good man, or so he thought. He believed he'd kept all the commandments since childhood. He was morally upright. But it was on this point that Jesus challenged him. "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. You shall not defraud. Honour your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all these I've kept since I was a boy." Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said. "Go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." At this, the man's face fell. He went hid away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." These two stories go together. They're like two sides of the one coin. We're to come to Jesus like little children, yet as adults, there are things that hold us back. When we come to Jesus as adults, we bring with us our baggage, our wealth, our achievements, our respectability, our honour, our status in society, our love of the things of the world, our dependence on the things of the world. But none of these things earn us a place in God's kingdom. Rather, like in the case of this rich young ruler, they become a hindrance to entering God's kingdom. Perhaps there is something that's keeping you from coming to Jesus, from giving all to Jesus. Is there something you're holding on to that is stopping you from coming to him? Perhaps a secret sin, or greed, or pride, or perhaps you're holding a grudge against somebody, someone you can't forgive. Or perhaps you have a grudge against God. Do you feel he's let you down? Whatever it is, Jesus is inviting us to give up the things that are stopping us from entering his kingdom. Remember how Jesus looked at this man and loved him. He looked into his heart and saw his deepest need. I think he saw that this rich man did not love God with all his heart and all his soul and all his mind, but that he loved money and status and security more. In the same way, Jesus looks into our hearts and sees our deepest needs and loves. He invites us to hand those over to him and to enter his kingdom. So if there's something you're holding on to in your heart that you need to hand over to him, please hand it over. Come to him like a little child. We need to stop kidding ourselves. Before God, we're all like helpless little children, like blind beggars, like addicted sinners. But Jesus loves us and calls us to come to him, to come into his nail-scarred hands. As Augustus Toplady wrote in his hymn Rock of Ages, which we'll sing in a minute, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die." Let's come near to Jesus in prayer now. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for sending Jesus to be our Saviour and our King. We confess that when we come to you, we do come with baggage, with sin, with pride, with unforgiveness, selfishness, greed, a love for the things of this world, a false sense of entitlement. Please forgive us. Help us to hand over to you anything and everything that's stopping us from coming to you, anything that's pulling us away from your kingdom. We give them to you now. Humble our hearts to realize our desperate need of your forgiveness, your grace, your loving arms, your touch, your blessing. We come to you as weak and dependent children. Wash us, Saviour, that we may live with you forever. Amen.